What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I haven't heard this tune in a while.
It's a banger. I haven't either.
What made you pull this one up?
Feel Good Friday Spotify playlist, and then it came up, and I was like, "Oh yeah, D-Light,
attaboy.
Let's do it."
Attaboy. I wish I felt like I was heading into the weekend on a positive note. I'm just grinding through. I'm okay.
You're just run down.
I mean, Tyler beat the ever loving you know what out of me for 3.5 weeks. So. And just never having a vacation. I mean, I haven't taken a full week of vacation in 10 years.
You should do that because I'm taking one in a couple weeks here.
Yeah, I am going to Barcelona and Madrid, though.
That's going to be – I'm so excited for you. That's going to be really fun.
I am very much looking forward to that. I have never traveled internationally.
Really?
And that is going to be it.
That's awesome.
I mean, I just got to make it to that trip, baby. Just got to make it to that trip. That should be fun. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, I just got to make it there. Double A says, Chris, if you're feeling sick, hit up Dr. Sabah. She's our doc 24/7, 365. I'm sure that's exactly what she's looking for on a Friday afternoon. All right, let's get to it on the phones because I've made many of you wait, and I apologize for that. Max, I think you might have to help me here still. Yes, because we have the world's worst software on our phone system. And now, 2 weeks late, we still cannot activate a phone line in the Team 980 studio.
Still no clicky over there.
Huh? Still no clicky.
All right.
I've tried everything. We've talked to everybody that we have to talk to, and it's still not working. So can you pull up line two, Mark and Chevy Chase?
Of course.
For us here. Mark, sorry about the long wait. How are you, sir?
No, I'm doing fine. My parents are getting their apartment painted today. So if a painter stops me or asks me a question, then they're on the air too.
Oh, okay.
But, we're getting the apartment painted. So that should be fun.
All right. So you're there just making sure
the gold, of course.
Right. You're there to make sure that he does the job right. Correct.
I would help, but I am not much of a painter.
Yeah.
Myself.
Yeah,
I would help.
It's okay. That's all right.
I can be manpower.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'd love to be manpower.
Well, you're doing a good son thing. You're doing a good son thing.
Yes, I'm still coaching football, which is nice. So that's how I'm helping out as much as I can. But the reason I'm calling, I love the uniforms. I give it a 9 out of 10. I love the off season. I give it an A+.
Really? An A+?
Because we got bigger. We got two tackles, which is what I'm always preaching for, offensive line,
right.
I think that the game is definitely moving towards time possession or trying to score on each possession because there's so many high power offenses. And I think that we're no longer a Cinderella story. So this is going to be a difficult offseason. And the organization, I don't know what to call it these days, the Commanders organization, they have to prove that they can do well 2 years in a row, which we haven't really proven probably in 30 seasons. So I give them a really good offseason. I think they did everything right, including the uniforms. And hopefully the deal with DC gets done. I don't know what we would have done differently.
Well, how do you feel about the pass rush? Let me ask you that.
Well, this is the problem I have. And I literally cannot make the connection. When we play Philadelphia, we have to play three downs of giving up 7 yards. Because of their tush push.
Right.
If they have a 4th-and-2 or a 4th-and-1, I think they were successful on every 4th-and-1 last season. So when we stop Philadelphia on 3rd down, that isn't good enough if it's within a yard or two.
Well, so yes, but that, I mean, that is football, and I think that is only going to increase. I mean, think about this. The Commanders, part of the reason why their offense was so successful was not because they do the tush push, was because they're so successful and because they're more aggressive on 4th down. Every team is going to continue to push the envelope. If there's one area, one analytic, one statistic that I think is going to become even more aggressive and less what we're used to, and you know, I say what we're used to, the old guard is used to, is, hey, all you got to do is stop them on 1st, 2nd, and 3rd down, and you're good, right? Well, no, not anymore. Even 4th and 2 plus is not safe.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the new transition. So it isn't only the run defense. It's also the pass defense on 1st down, 2nd. The pendulum has switched much more offense, which means holding on to the ball more, scoring on each possession becomes more important. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I think that we asterisked the Philadelphia Eagles games because they beat us, twice out of 3 meetings?
Yep.
I think.
Yep.
So that's the team we're gunning for. I don't know how else to say that. I have, and hopefully what we do is we go out, we beat them 3 times this year, and hopefully the 3rd is on the march. But once again, I said we're no longer so Cinderella, so I give us an A+ off season, and if it's a failure, I have no idea what we do next off season because we can't seem to improve year in, year out. So sorry if I'm bleak it's good.
No, it's okay. You're good. I mean, I think you're a little bit rich on the praise, if you will. But I like the optimism. I'm a different person. I'm more optimistic at 51 than I was at 41. Let's just put it that way. Thank you, Mark.
And I'm 51 too.
There you go. Have fun watching the Painters. That sounds like an awesome way to spend a Friday afternoon. I'm just teasing. Good job by Mark. Let's go to Little on line 2, on line 1, rather. What's up, Little? How are you?
Gotta do the do, Rooster.
What's shaking, Little?
My man, Mad Max. Mad Max reminds me of a legend, a young legend that used to be a quarterback. Let me give y'all a hint.
Well, he is a dominating legend.
Let me give you a hint.
Okay.
Quarterback can throw a pass behind his back 20 yards. And won't lose a step. That man Max reminds me of a young quarterback. Y'all figure it out after I get finished. I got a little scuttlebutt, too.
All right.
First of all, let me say about the Peters, B+. B for the people he brought in. And I'm going to tell you now, Kinlaw was cheaper than Allen. Allen got $18 million up in Minnesota, Rooster. Come on, man.
He didn't get eighteen million. First of all,
He got a raise, but he left here. He's getting 17.
I'll double check that. He didn't get $18 million fully guaranteed.
Kinlaw didn't get nothing guaranteed. Kinlaw
got $30 million guaranteed, $15 million average per year. I'm going to pull it up here in a sec.
But that's a break because we were paying Allen $17 million last year.
No,
17, 18.
Well, no, his cap number for this year because of the signing bonus that they had already paid him was going to be $22 million or something like that this year. That wasn't all what they were paying him this year. Just so we're on the right page here. In Minnesota, his cap number is $6.4 million this year. He's got a 1.255 base salary with a signing bonus, which they divided up over the 3 years, of $14 million. So it's $4.66 million per year for Jonathan Allen under his new contract in Minnesota.
I heard something different. I could be wrong, but you broke it down for me, which is good. But look, let me say this.
He did get a $51 million deal total with an average of $17 million per year. So that's probably the number you heard. But again, that's not all guaranteed. And as a matter of fact, it's very unlikely he's going to hit all of that.
Okay, let me help my man out. Your man Double A, they may have a change of mind. I was down at Wilson Building today. What they talking about, man, on the game Sunday, leaving the stadium open up from Tuesday to Sunday. The stadium be open to the public. But they're gonna initiate it, and they're going to have it anointed. They're going to have a skin section inside the stadium. I don't know how many seats, but it's going to call everything. The Redskins is eliminated. You're going to hear skins now. Skins territory. Inside the stadium, they're talking about putting a museum. Skins Museum for the fans, fan clubs of the Skins, diehard Skins, and remember all the history. You're going to have to see film, but you got to pay for all this. Nothing free. You ain't going to be able to walk in that stadium and pay. And everything will have to cost you a little something to see the museum, to get inside the museum. But that's the program moving forward. Y'all got to let this man, the man going to do everything he can do to bring back memories. Memories don't get you nothing. When you win games, that's to get you all the publicity that you need moving forward. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get off the line, Rooster. I got my fingers crossed that we may have a Smash Burger inside that new stadium. God bless y'all. Stay up, man. You heard it from Little. Now put your money with your mind thinking, and we can get it on.
The stadium isn't even official yet, yeah, and Little's trying to market a business deal.
I'm putting my beard in there now, Rooster.
Little, I'll start rooting for Smash Burger when you bring some of those by the radio station, okay?
Well, you know, well, hold on. We know Urban Sports coming back. Atlas, them old sports stores in DC.
Why don't you sponsor your segment, and I'll give you all the Smash Burgers you want, huh?
Nah. Fun Ruckers brought us out, Rooster. But I'm going to tell you, that's a long story. But we're here moving forward. I'm trying to get a big establishment in that new stadium. Right. God bless y'all. Stay up. Right. You heard it from Little.
Okay.
2025.
Thank you, Little. Thank you.
My man.
Oy. Little's a lot to deal with. He's a nice guy. A lot to deal with. Let's go to Double A next up. Athens at Annapolis. He's been aforementioned already on line three. What's up, Double A? How are you?
I'm good. As you bring me on, your son is texting me all the good stuff.
There you go.
My son loves you.
My son told me that he loves chicken salad sandwiches more than he loves me, and he loves, thanks to you, taking dumps more than anything else.
Hey, listen, I'm glad I could be of good influence to Ty Guy. So. I'll probably get a phone call from your ex-wife soon that he did something he wasn't supposed to do.
Oh, my goodness.
But real quick, off of Little, I think John Allen got $30 million guaranteed in that contract, but you have to look it up. But, Chris, most important thing, okay, number one is your health, okay? So the other week, I'm at the age now where I have to have a certain procedure done ending in oscopy.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what medicine I'm supposed to get, you know, prep for that. So I hit up our Dr. Sabah,
mm-hmm.
and she told me what to get. So she's our free doctor. You need to utilize her. Hit her up. Tell her what's going on. Because, Chris, you ain't going nowhere for a very long time. Okay?
Well, I hope so.
Because you're my buddy, we love you, everybody loves you, but also Linnell's never sitting in your chair, okay? That's the other thing, okay? The second most important thing is...
By the way, Jonathan Allen did get $31.25 million guaranteed, but only $23.2 of it is fully guaranteed at signing.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Well, he's a Viking now, so he's the enemy. He wasted his good years here on the Rivera teams. But second most important thing is Bronny James, Linnell's boy, missed the winning shot.
I saw that. I was going to get into that. I was going to get into that. I think maybe you sent it to me on Twitter. I can't remember where I saw it. But it was the Hader Report that blew it up. And some people thought, because of the way they set it up, that he actually made the game-winning three-point. And instead, it was just Bronny James, like, with a kind of jab step fadeaway, horrible looking three pointer. And the fact that Bronny James is grinding it out in summer league, I mean, A, shows you, all right, he's not like totally getting the golden spoon, but boy, does he still have a lot of work to do. Although I did see him play pretty well defensively. So, I mean, again, for everybody that crowned his ass, i.e. Linnell, last summer, and thought he was going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, just slow down.
Yeah, he missed an alley-oop, too. Third thing, Ryan Clark and RG3 are going at it again, arguing with the Angel Reese being the bait. So that'll be something good to talk about it. And finally, my point is, I give him a B. The team. I think that their free agency plan completely changed when Ronnie Stanley and Khalil Mack re-signed with their teams. They had to trade away draft capital. They didn't want to trade away to get Tunsil. So considering they took over from Ron Rivera, leaving little to no talent on the roster, and they're still rebuilding, they're weak at linebacker, they're weak at DN. Hopefully they do something to shore that up. But I give them a B overall, considering the position they were put in originally from the previous regime.
There you go. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you as always. Have a great weekend, my friend. There he goes. Let's go to line four, Daryl in Columbia. What's up, Daryl? How are you?
I'm doing well, Rooster. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you, babe. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Rooster, I give him an A, man. I'm serious. I mean, you know, let me go through this real quick. Look at the secondary. The secondary is upgraded. They're more experienced. They have more speed. You know, they're a solid group than we were last year. The linebackers are the same with the addition of Jordan McGee coming back off of injured year. Our defensive line is much bigger, much heavier. John Allen was a liability. He couldn't stop the run. He couldn't stop the run last year. And as far as Dante Fowler, a lot of his success was part of our scheme.
I would tell you that Jonathan Allen struggled certainly to stop the run because he was probably playing at like 280 pounds when he was actually playing, exactly. And he was out for half the year. Yeah. But I would also tell you this, that Deron Payne wasn't any better.
No, but what I'm saying is we bulked up, man, with I think his name is Gordon. Or we got the other big guy that we gave all the money to. Wise is going to surprise everybody.
Yes,
he is
solid.
And so the defense looks good. And then on the offense, our whole offensive line, most of the starters from last year are going to be substitutes. You know, so, I mean, you know, we upgraded on our tackles. And I look at our wide receivers. It's not the wide receivers. It's Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is a moneymaker. He made money for Zacchaeus. He made money for De'Ami Brown. He's going to make money for Terry McLaurin. Jaden Daniels just giving him average receivers, above average receivers. He doesn't need a superstar. He doesn't need a superstar, not with Cliff Kingsbury's offense and how strategic he is. You know, I see nothing but improvement even in the place kicking, even with Gay, you know, our place kicker. So I give him an A, man.
Okay.
You know, that's all I got.
Maybe I'm being too light on them. I do agree with you on Gay, absolutely. I do absolutely think they improved the run defense. The question is, And I'm bigger on the secondary improvements than seemingly a lot of people. The question is going to be overall, can they generate enough pass rush, and can they get the same juice out of Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz that they did last year? Because they're counting on those guys, unless McGee and unless Ben Sinnott really step up, which is entirely possible. Same thing for Luke McCaffrey, right? That's what you hope. Year one to year two, they make that big leap. I think it's a good call. I think it's a little too high, but I think it's a good call. We'll get to Jason and Laurel next after the break. And then don't forget, we'll be joined by George Mason, outfielder, and MLB draftee to be James Quinn Irons, coming up in about 14 minutes or so on the other side of 2:30, right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Have you with us, 2:25, about 10 minutes away, James Quinn Irons from George Mason University, MLB draftee, hopeful come this weekend. Draft starts Sunday night, Nats number one overall, and who they will pick. We'll tackle that after we talk to James Quinn Irons, coming up at 2:35. Mad Max is alongside, along with you. We've been kind of canvassing the Commanders offseason. Seth Walder of ESPN, analytics, whatever, did this big write-up, every team. And again, every team, think about it. He's not just focusing on every little move like we are, right? He didn't write about Dietrich Wise. He didn't write about Eddie Goldman. You know, he's writing about the bigger moves. I'm not telling you that they're going to be a top 10 team stopping the run, but I do believe they will be better. I'm not telling you that they're going to be lights out secondary-wise and coverage-wise, but I know they're going to be better than they were last year. I know they're going to be better tackling. I know they're probably going to take less penalties in big spots, which was a Ben St. Juice special. right? I just know that. And if Sandra still continues to improve, and if Amos is what a lot of people think he's going to be. Now, again, got some questions, got some concerns. Everybody's got to make adjustments, right? But I think the Commanders are I think, definitively better. Run defense-wise, secondary, I know they're definitively better on their offensive line. How much better? That I don't know exactly, because it'll depend on how Coleman adjusts to left guard. It'll depend on Josh Connerly Jr. and how good he is at right tackle. Is Laremy Tunsil the dominant left tackle that they've been searching for in this organization since Trent Williams? Or is he just a good left tackle who's going to be kind of sloppy and frustrating at times? Which is why Houston gave up on him. These are all the questions that you just, you know, what is Sam Cosmi going to be whenever he comes back? What is he going to be? All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get to our pal Jason and Laurel before the bottom of the hour. What's up, Jason? How are you?
Hey, Rooster. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
I love this topic. Let's talk football. You know, I don't know that I can, and I was telling Max, and it was good to talk to him. I don't know what grade I'd give this offseason, but one of the things I've been doing, because I've been off for work for a little bit, is I've been watching the last two seasons on Rewind, and, you know, something like really stands out to me. Like, our whole offensive line other than Cosmi is new. This group drafted him or signed him. Our whole defensive backfield, with the exception of Quai Martin, is new. They either drafted him or signed him. And I think we got to realize that we were a 4-13 team a couple of years ago. And last year we were playing a last place schedule and a lot of backup quarterbacks, and we had a great season. And I think we had a great season because of our quarterback and our coaching staff. But to grade it, I don't know. I agree. I think we'll be better against the run. How much so, I don't know. And I do think the offensive line is more talented, but we got a lot tougher job in front of us. And if Debo does what some people think, maybe he put an A grade on it, but if it's just meh, maybe it's a C. And the thing that worries me the most is Peters has said on record more than once that you build a team through the draft, and I agree with that. But I think we won so many games so quickly with Jaden, we've given away some of that draft capital to win now. I just don't know if the entire roster is where it needs to be, but I do have good faith that, again, I think we have the best coaching staff in the league, and I think we got one of the best quarterbacks in the league, so anything can happen.
Well, when you have the foundational pieces that you're talking about, right, it's a lot easier to build the rest of the units and to fortify them. You can't change everything around, as we know, in one offseason or even in 1 year plus that they've been on the job. I don't think this team is a finished product by any means. I think we should also consider, even though they've drafted or they traded away some of their draft capital again for next year, that they can still make a trade and acquire somebody at the deadline to add a piece, just like they did obviously last year. Now, it didn't exactly work out the way they wanted, but they can still add another piece. And hell, I mean, you know this, Jason, like how many guys become available at the end of August? Because of roster cutdowns, right? And they're free. You don't have to trade anything for them. So I would expect the team is going to be fairly active, especially in the edge pass rusher market area, but maybe even wide receiver and perhaps more running back, wide receiver, what have you, in that area as rosters are pared down.
I tell you, if we make the playoffs again and have any kind of playoff wins, they got to give DQ Coach of the Year, because I think if we do well this year and how well we did last year, and we did not have an NFC Championship roster last year, we got there despite the roster because of coaching and the quarterback. You got to give the Commanders props. I think Harris hit it out of the park when he hired Quinn. And I haven't been excited for a season as I am excited this season in a long time, but I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I expect 12 to 14 wins. I think if this team could win 10 games in the regular season and make the playoffs, it's a hell of a job.
I agree. I get a better schedule,
amazing,
better quarterbacks.
Quarterback.
Yeah, more road games, all of that. I mean, more of a bullseye on your back, no doubt about it. I agree. I've said this all offseason. They can be better this year and be worse. worst record was. Right. And I think everybody that truly follows this team knows. Jason, as always, I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run. We have to move to the break. And coming up next, George Mason, outfielder and MLB draftee, potential draftee. He will get drafted. It's just a matter of where. James Quinn Irons from Reston, Virginia will join us. We'll get his perspective just a couple of days before his life is about to change. He hit 413 this year.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, good to have you with us. The Major League Baseball draft begins Sunday night. Of course, the Nationals on the clock at 1-1 overall. Who will they pick? We'll discuss that coming up. Maybe at some point in the draft, they'll bring somebody home who's from Reston, Virginia, and who started at George Mason University and who we're happy to have on right now. He's a stud. If you've seen the highlights, if you've seen the clips, if you've followed any part of his career at George Mason, James Quinn Irons, who's going to be drafted at some point here. We don't know exactly when, but he is nice enough to join us on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. James, it's Chris Russell here in D.C. How are you? Thanks for doing this.
I'm very well. How are you?
I am doing great, doing great. Congratulations on an outstanding collegiate career at George Mason. I was just reading some of your numbers as we were going into the break. Here's what I've got. 415, OBP, 520, slugging, 726, OPS, 1246, 16 home runs, 85 RBIs, 36 stolen bases, a WAR of 5.35. And, dude, I was just watching a clip of you jumping the wall in center field. Is there any? Is there anything you don't do?
I don't know. I don't. Yeah. I mean,
pretty good, I mean, right?
They've been trying. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, solid.
I mean, you feel. I would imagine with what you were able to, you know, obviously put on tape, what you were able to put on the diamond, what you were able to do at the combine, and what you've been able to do just to this moment, you got to feel pretty good about your chances of, you know, A, getting drafted at some point early, and B, like, about where your future is heading, because there's not many guys that can do it all like you can. You can run, you can play defense, you're 6'5", right? And you can hit with power and for average. I mean, there's not many guys that can do all of that.
I mean, yeah, I was blessed with a good body, so then I just happened to work hard, and it's turned out good.
Yeah. How did it all come together for you? I mean, were you always like the dominant kid in Little League and travel, and then it just took an extra step at Mason, or did it come around a little bit slower and really hit a crescendo at a certain point?
Yeah. I mean, I think I was, for the most part, like a pretty average player until I got to like my senior year of high school. Then I had a pretty solid year, and then it kind of just got a little bit better each year until, I guess, a breakout year.
Right.
I'd say.
What, with all the awards you won, all the numbers that I just cited, all of that, what did you learn about yourself at Mason playing in the A-10, again, dealing with higher levels of competition? What did you learn about yourself? Do you figure something out about your mentality, or is it more your physical development? Take me through that process, I guess.
I think I learned that what I really love, like, about baseball is just the, like, that little battle between me and the pitcher every at bat, like trying to anticipate what he's going to throw after you do a certain thing. I think that's what I really fell in love with during college, and I feel like that really carried me this year.
Is that you guessing and maybe taking an educated guess, or like in Major League Baseball, obviously there's so much scouting and so much information and data and technology available that all helps in that process. How did that work at George Mason? Are you doing a lot of that on your own, or are you getting some of the sophisticated information that's available in the major leagues?
I mean, obviously we're getting like some like stuff like percentages and certain counts and stuff like that. Like, we have all that stuff. But I think for me personally, it's just how a certain team is going to pitch you during the weekend, and as the weekend progresses, like how they're going to switch it up if something's not working, right, and being able to adjust to that switch.
I got you.
But yeah, there's just like trying to figure out like day by day, at bat, just what they're going to try to do to you that's specific to you and not like the stats that everyone else is generalizing, you know?
Sure, absolutely. MLB draft hopeful and George Mason outfielder James Quinn Irons with us here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And again, the draft starts Sunday night, and you're from Reston, Virginia. You obviously played at George Mason and did all this. Do you have any sense about where you're expecting to go? Have you thought about that a lot, or is it just fall wherever it may? Not in terms of a team or an organization, but in terms of like spot and picks, because I think Kylie McDaniel of ESPN, who pretty much knows, I think, a fair amount, had you going 75 overall to the Rockies. Like, do you have any sense or guess as to where you might land?
I mean, yeah, I feel like there's been like anywhere from like second round to fifth round, but yeah, it's just, I mean, it hasn't happened till it happens, you know?
Right. Is it nerve-wracking sitting here? I mean, you're two and a half days, I guess, away from starting to find out where you might spend. And obviously, you're going to, whatever organization you go to, you're going to move throughout the minor league system and hopefully and eventually to the major leagues. Is it kind of nerve-wracking, or do you kind of just block it out of your mind and say, that's baseball and I'm excited wherever I wind up?
I really don't think it is nerve-wracking. I feel like this is the whole, like, that's been like the goal. So I feel like this is just like a small step in like what I actually want to achieve with my career.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's nerve wracking. It's just, it's how my, I want my life to progress, which is nice. It's just on track.
How was the MLB draft combine that was in Phoenix? I saw you bombing away in batting practice in some clips that that I found. And again, that's just batting practice. But that was at Chase Field. That place is obviously known for offense, and you seem to take pretty good advantage of it. How was that experience?
It was really fun. We got to meet a bunch of, like, just higher ups in every organization, just trying to get to know the people and seeing how you fit into their team culture and stuff like that. But it was a lot of like medical stuff, medical,
right.
Like MRIs, X-rays, trying to, because you know you gotta have a good investment, right?
Sure,
can't be breaking down.
Absolutely, and I assume you're good to go in that area, right? There's nothing that.
Yeah.
Is alarming. Good, because that is very important. The bottom line. I mean, we talk about all sports here, but if you can't play, you can't develop, and that means minor league baseball. That means it's just in every way, shape or form. Did you meet with specific teams at the combine, or is it just kind of like a big, besides the medical stuff, like do they bring you in like individual meetings with the organizations like they do for the NFL combine, or how does that work?
Yeah. So you get like a team works up. So, and then they schedule just a bunch of like meetings with you and other teams, just to like go through and meet them a little bit, get to know. It's like 30 minute, like little meetings, but
okay.
You get a lot done in 30 minutes for sure.
When you talk, you mentioned about how you fit in, and culture is such a word that's always thrown around in every sport. How you fit into the clubhouse, what kind of teammate you are. I assume that's something you pride yourself on, and something you feel pretty good about entering this next phase of your life.
Of course, I think Mason especially. The recruiting around the school is for sure. We recruit character for character, and we think character builds talent. So, like work ethic and being just good people,
right?
You know?
And treating people right, and that it's more important than people realize. I'll just put it that way. Everybody, you know, I don't know what other sports you pay attention to, but you know, you being in the area and growing up in Reston, whatever, the Commanders were such a mess for so long, and then Dan Quinn and Adam Peters come in and they bring in this brotherhood and this culture, and everything seemingly turns around. Yes, it's talent, but it's also chemistry and culture and all of those things, and how you treat your teammates and how you treat people in the organization. So I wanted to ask you, who did you grow up rooting for? Again, growing up in Reston and playing here locally and doing all the things you've done, did you have a favorite major league team by chance? Or
surprisingly, I really have never watched many sports other than like college baseball.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I went to a lot of a decent amount of Nationals games, of course, just because they're the closest one to me. But other than that, I don't know if I have, like, necessarily a favorite team.
Do you model your game after anybody specifically? Or is there anybody that you've seen that go, okay, I've got some of those same skill sets. I might not be what that guy is right now, but I've got some of those skill sets. Because like I said, all the video, all the things that I've seen and known about you, again, it's kind of hard to find that total package that you seemingly have, at least up until this point.
I mean, I feel like most of my life I've followed the model of like trial and error,
right?
So I don't really watch that much baseball, so I've never really thought of my swing as modeling it like off someone else. It's kind of just been like what's worked is what I keep, and what hasn't I throw away. So I feel like it's very like built from the ground up.
How are you going to be dealing with this weekend? Again, you don't know what organization you're going to go to, you don't know what round you're going to go to. You mentioned between the second and the fifth. Again, I mentioned Kylie McDaniel had you at 75 overall. So, again, it could happen at any point. Like, how are you planning on celebrating that with your family? And are you going to be watching every pick? Or are you a just cover up your eyes and just wait for that phone call? How does that process work?
Honestly, I don't think I'm going to be paying too much attention to the drafts. I think I'll just be hanging out with the people around me, my inner circle people, and eating some of my mom's good food.
What does mom cook? That's what I was kind of trying to get at. Are you going to have some good eats? Right? That's the most important thing.
We're going to have great eats.
Now you're talking my love language. What does mom cook that is just the best? That is just the bomb.
The best?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to be honest. It is very hard to pick one.
Hey, you got to give me something here.
So much.
Give me your James Quinn Iron top three mom's dishes. Go.
Okay, we'll go meals. We'll go my birthday dinner meal.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go roast beef, roast potatoes, and Yorkshire pudding.
Yorkshire pudding, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Very Irish meal.
All right.
Then we'll go with a tough one. My mom makes good Kahlua pig. So it's like pork. Yeah.
Wait. You put the pig on the roast on the rod or whatever the hell they call it? The spigot?
The spit.
Yeah, spit. There you go.
No. This one's just shredded.
Oh, okay. Like pulled pork. Okay. Gotcha.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's always a winner.
Yeah. And then we can, number three, what do I hope? She makes this really good, lemon chicken dish.
Mm. So your mom is not traditional. She's not traditional in terms of hamburgers and hot dogs and French fries.
Oh, no.
She's going an elevated big time step.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to be eating in the minor leagues on buses and at crappy hotels, right?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. we'll figure it out for sure.
Well, hopefully you'll make enough money that you can afford better dinners than they probably serve in those minor league locker rooms. I'll tell you that much. Well, either way, listen, man, good luck. Here's hoping you go as early as you possibly can. Love what I've seen so far out of you. Just keep rocking, and who knows, maybe you'll wind up here with the Nationals, and that'll be awesome for the Nationals fans. Because I was thinking you kind of sort of remind me of a right-handed James Wood. I'm not going to put that on you, but, you know, size, power, glove. Yeah, I mean, you're probably a better defensive outfielder, but you got some qualities, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
I appreciate you. James Quinn Irons, good luck on Sunday and Monday, obviously, and we'll hopefully catch up with you down the stretch. Thanks for doing this, and best of luck.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, there you go. That is James Quinn Irons from George Mason University, All-American across the board. Just check out some of the highlights, guys. He climbs the fence in center field. He can run. He's got 35 stolen bases, hits .415, drives the ball, all different parts of the field, just everything. Love what I've seen so far. Don't know how it translates exactly. But love what I've seen so far. So good luck to him. And thanks to Steve Colby, our friend at George Mason, and Bill Rowland for helping us out with that particular spot. Some blasts from the past. 251, Team 980. Come back, wrap up hour number two. We'll get Mad Max's thoughts on who the Nationals might be leaning towards Sunday night at 1-1. We'll delve into that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Love it. James Quinn Irons can play some center field. There is no doubt about that from George Mason. Thanks to him for joining us. Good luck to him. See where he winds up. Rounds 1 through 3 of the MLB draft is Sunday night, starting at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Of course, the Nationals on the clock at 1-1 overall. Who will they pick? We'll get into that after 3 o'clock. Rounds 1 through 3 Sunday night, and then day 2 is Monday, starting at 11:30, and that's rounds 4 through 20. In terms of one of the perhaps the most open drafts of recent memory, where there is so much conjecture, and usually that's not a good thing. In a way, I think that's a good thing for this organization because I think they need everything. And I could easily convince myself of, hey, this prospect or that prospect or this need or that need. I mean, ultimately, you got to settle on one. So we'll tackle that next in terms of who we think the Nationals might be selecting 1-1 on the clock. And again, just because you pick a guy 1-1 does not mean by any means he's going to be a guaranteed home run or a guaranteed, Paul Skeens type of impact. But you hope that while you might not get a Bryce Harper, you might not get a Steven Strasburg, you might not get a Paul Skeens, that you can get a 10 to 12 year contributor. But of course, with this team, getting past that first 6 years of control is kind of the issue. We will delve into who they might take, who we think they would take at 1-1 next. We'll do that. If you want to hop in on the Nats and who they should take at 1-1, please do so at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. This is the Rooster on the Radio. Chris Russell with you along with Mad Max. We are live on your radio on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Join us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.